You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Woo, we got a busy day. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Mike Tyson admits to actually being high on drugs during many of his fights, whether it was cocaine, whether it was marijuana, and he passed his drug test using a fake body part, you know, because I guess they watch you urinate. So a fake body part and somebody else's urine. Okay, we'll talk about why that could be a concern, right, for the other person in the ring. Okay, maybe he could be hit with the fake body part. Okay, all right, we'll talk about something else. Next, the woman on the Obamacare website, not an American citizen, not a U.S. citizen. Now, she's been under the attack of a lot of cyberbullying, and it's not her fault. I mean, she's sitting there smiling, you know, on the Obamacare website, the healthcare.gov website, but we come to find out that she was never paid for her picture. She's now, I guess, the quote-unquote most hated person in America, and she's not a U.S. citizen, and she's kind of asking for everybody to give her a break. Gas prices going down. Okay, we got to talk about some good news. Some of you want to change your eye color. You want to be a blue-eyed blonde like Dr. Dahlia is, with a lot of help and contact lenses. There's now a surgical procedure that'll help change that for you. Then many of you guys go to the gynecologist, and doctors put a lot of things, you know, into certain orifices. Well, unfortunately, one woman was, sprayed with industrial cleaner, drain cleaner, like Drano. And during a colposcopy, unfortunately, burned her, and she's suing the doctor. So we need to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about these new guidelines that have come out regarding healthcare, regarding cholesterol, and are many of you guys going to be thrown on a statin or told to get bariatric surgery? So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, I don't know what story to start. Yes, one of you had sent me an email on Bill Clinton now trying to run the other way with Obamacare. I guess Bill Clinton kind of weighed in on the whole Obamacare thing and that Obama should keep his promises. Okay, what is Slick Willie doing now? I guess Bill Clinton, I guess, is telling Obama that he needs to be truthful, right? This coming from somebody who said, I did not have sexual relations. Well, I can't do that, right, with another woman in the Oval Office using a cigar. So you got to admit, that's kind of funny. All right, let's talk about Mike Tyson first. You know, I met Mike Tyson. A really nice guy. I mean, Mike Tyson here in Vegas. He's definitely got his share of issues, right? But most of us that live in Vegas, us locals, when we run into him, I mean, he's pretty cool. But of course, you know, he's made some choices, and those are obviously going to haunt him. Okay, especially some dietary choices, shall we say? Well, he's come forward, and he has said that he used to use a fake penis filled with somebody else's urine to fool drug testers. Of course, he's the former world heavyweight boxing champion. He has disclosed in a new tell-all memoir, according to Telegraph.com, that he spent a significant stretch of his career addicted to cocaine and marijuana. He, I guess, wrote an Undisputed Truth, which I guess is published yesterday, that, quote-unquote, I was a full-blown cokehead, unquote. Apparently, he said he recalled his loss to Britain's Danny Williams. He revealed he was taking drugs until shortly before the fight. Now he's 47 years old and retired. And he also, I guess, had an appetite for alcohol. And he said he first tried cocaine at the age of 11. And he was given alcohol as a baby in New York. Okay? You know, some of you have asked me, you go, you know, is it really a big deal giving your kids alcohol? And remember there was a study? I'm not saying the kids are going to grow up to be Mike Tyson and chewing ears off, but, you know, there was an article that, or a study that came out saying if you give kids alcohol when they're younger, they're going to be more prone to being addicted to alcohol because a lot of parents say, you know what, let them drink in front of me, all right, so then I know they're not going to, you know, be all excited about doing it with their friends. Well, look, if kids want to drink, they're going to want to drink. I mean, you remember how nasty Jaeger tasted and kamikazes, but we didn't care. We drank it anyway, whether we had some with their parents or not. So, you know, parents allowing their kids to drink really doesn't prevent any addictions later, okay? If the kid's going to want to drink, the kid's going to want to drink. But a lot of parents find satisfaction in the kids trusting them and liking them. Having a beer with dad apparently is a big bonding issue. And this type of bonding has taken over hunting with dad or building your house with dad or farming with mom. So parents aren't bonding with their kids anymore doing household chores. By the way, most of your guys' kids don't even do chores. You know, I'll tell kids when they're sick, all right, tell your mom no chores for a week, and the mom goes, they don't even do chores. So instead, parents are bonding by letting the kid drink some of their mojito. And I think there's other ways to bond. Anyway, so apparently, back to Mike Tyson, I guess he said he was high before taking to the ring for a match against Lou Savarese. I apologize if I can't pronounce. This was in Glasgow. And then he had taken blow and pot before the fight. He said, I had to use my whizzer, which was a fake penis where you put in someone's clean urine to pass your drug test. He blamed the $200,000 fine for testing positive for marijuana after 2000 fight against Andrew Gallota. You know, I'm glad he's being open. You got to give the guy credit for being open about this. I guess he had taken cocaine before a notorious televised press conference with Lennox Lewis in New York. So, remember, you know, Tyson, yeah, okay. Well, you know, good for him. I'm not going to go into any more detail, but, and no, I don't have a picture of what he used. No, you can't borrow it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big shout out to the Nevada chapter of the Community Homeowners Association, or the CAI, the Community Association Institute, where I spoke at yesterday. Over 200 people came, and I don't think I messed up. I know a lot of you guys expected me to mess up. I think I held my own. I mean, a phenomenal group with everything they do. I mean, I know you guys kind of give your Homeowners Association a lot of crap, and I do too. I make jokes about them a lot, but I got to tell you, I mean, you know, they're the only thing keeping my. I mean, see, I'm the house where, you know, when people drive by, they do the. You know, I got the whole Sanford and Son, you know, type of alley with my house, and everybody kind of says, you know, Dahlia, you're ruining the housing values. So, I mean, I got to give credit where credit's due, and these Homeowners Association, you know, cut them some slack. That's all I could say. Okay? So good group out there, CAI. Thank you for letting me speak. Now, a woman who is not thanking anybody right now, and I don't blame her, is the woman who was suing her gynecologist. I had to transition somehow. She is suing her gynecologist after he sprayed into her vagina a solution that had potassium hydroxide, a chemical used for, like, Drano, to unclog drains and pipes. I know some of you are saying, but Dr. Dahlia, you tell us we need more potassium. Not that way. apparently, the doctor mistakenly sprayed. I know some of you are like, well, did he do it on purpose? Was there a discharge? No. We don't use that for discharge. They said this was a mistake. Her name is Laura. She doesn't want her last name revealed. I understand that, or her picture. She claims she has been left in terrible pain and can't have any further children following this experience. She had visited her doctor's office at Paragon Health in Summit County, Ohio, to undergo what was supposed to be a routine gynecological exam known as a colposcopy. Now, a colposcopy isn't done on you all the time. A colposcopy is the next step, so there's a question whether somebody would say routine or not. But colposcopy is where we use a scope called a colposcope that magnifies the cervix. I don't want to say your cervix because I know a lot of men listen to the show, but, you know, if you guys want to be included, fine, your cervix. All right? And we magnify it to see if we could see areas causing your abnormal pap smear. And we immediately put vinegar on, and then we use our green light to bring up certain areas of high vascularity. Then we could also use, shall we say, iodine to show the differences in sugar uptake under regular light to see what's going on, if there's an area of cervical cancer, etc. The colposcopy is a great procedure. When I do a colposcope, I use the vinegar. I usually watch it poured. I mean, it makes me as a doctor nervous to think that a staff member could have swapped something like that. I mean, it's your fault entirely, but you know, if you're wearing a mask, you're not sniffing every chemical used. But if you're the doctor, you're heading the helm. I mean, I don't see how. I know how. I think I figured it out, how it got switched. But anyway, so you put the vinegar on, and I don't spray the vinegar. I use a big cotton swab. Stop the giggles. It looks like a big Q-tip. It looks like a Q-tip for an elephant, but we use it for the vagina. And you dip it in the vinegar, and then you brush. You carefully brush the cervix. What I spray into the vagina is a lidocaine spray. Now, this lidocaine spray that we use, it comes in spray form, and it's supposed to superficially numb the cervix when I have to take a biopsy. Some people don't feel the biopsy. Some people still do. Right? Some people say it hurts. Some people say it doesn't hurt. You know, it depends on how much it takes. Very rarely you have to do a paracervical block where you actually numb up the whole cervix. And these biopsies are just a couple millimeters at that. So this has kind of been commonplace type of procedure. And it's a shame for somebody to leave that having pain and burning. Now, they say the solution contained potassium hydroxide, which is a chemical typically used to unclog drains and pipes, being reported by Daily Mail. It soaks in and continues to soak in and burns from the inside out. According to her husband, he says it's not meant to go inside anyone's body. I'll agree with that one. Now, the husband has taken to demonstrating outside Paragon's offices with signs saying that he permanently injured his wife. The lawsuit names other employees as well as Dr. John Black. They said, according to the lawsuit, Black suspected something went wrong and attempted to irrigate the burn area with 3 bottles of saline solution while also applying a cream to numb the pain. They said, unfortunately, he wasn't wearing gloves. He puts an ungloved dirty finger, oh boy, according to the husband, I won't go into this, but basically he says the doctor put the numbing cream on his finger and immediately put it up into the vagina. Laura says the doctor told her, I hope you're not offended. I just want to let you know I've been married forever and I don't have any diseases. Oh, no, no, no. Okay, you don't make jokes. You don't make jokes. Oh, no. Oh, no, that's horrible. Okay, listen. Okay, I've been in many emergency situations as an ER doc, when I deliver babies, etc. Okay, I always had a chance to put on gloves. It's a shame that the patient has to sit there in pain while the doctor goes to put on gloves. But a doctor not putting on gloves will come back to haunt him. We all saw the hand that rocks the cradle. Okay, every time I've delivered a baby that was coming out, before the patient was even in the delivery room, I luckily always had gloves on me, so it was very easy for me to put the gloves on and grab the baby. All right, but I many times have not had a chance to put on a mask or goggles, and I told you guys about how I know what amniotic fluid tastes like. It wasn't pretty. I told you guys about this, right? A woman goes into labor. Okay, she's in like the triage area. I'm just walking by, and there's big, huge, the bag, basically her amniotic sac is coming out of her vagina. It looks like a big, huge balloon. So I immediately get my gloves. I hop on the bed next to her. I tell her to bring her legs up, spread her legs. I start getting ready to catch the baby. My attending, because I had been walking around and rounding with patients on him, he kind of had a hip replacement, so he was kind of limping. So he comes up saying, "Dahlia, what you got?" And I go, "It looks like we got a G2P1 here, 36 weeks gestation, looks like going into labor." And then all of a sudden, as I'm saying it, and try to say labor with your mouth closed, you can't. So here I am in just regular scrubs, luckily I had some gloves on, no facial protection, saying labor. The amniotic sac, as it's coming out of her vagina, completely explodes all over my face and hair, falling into my mouth. Meanwhile, baby's coming. So I'm delivering the baby while spitting. Meanwhile, my attending is laughing. He thinks this is fun. So the nurses think it's funny. The mom is screaming in pain because she's delivering a baby. I decide to spit on my attending shoes, right? Because, I mean, if he's going to have a laugh and I got to spit this stuff out, I'm not going to spit it on him. It's coming. I deliver the healthy baby. The baby's beautiful. I make sure I flick the baby's, you know, feet to make sure that the baby is alive and well and kicking and crying and all happy. Baby's happy. I deliver the placenta. I'm trying to wipe my mouth on my shirt. You know how you're doing it. I'm still spitting. I'm trying not to swallow any of it. I hand the baby to the mom. The mom goes, "Doctor, I'm sorry." I'm like, "I got to hit the shower. Congratulations. And by the way, do you have HIV or hepatitis?" She says, "No." The nurse says, "I'll check you for it." I'm like, "Please don't name the baby after me. I don't want any memory of this." And I go and wash off. And amniotic fluid tastes like the Pacific Ocean. I remember when I was a kid swimming in Zuma Beach with my mouth open, because kids always swim with their mouth open, their tongue hanging out, right? Swallowing the Pacific Ocean. That's what it tasted like. Okay, yet, but no syringes and less grimy. That's amniotic fluid. So, the moral to that story, and yes, it was a point I was making, is I still had my gloves on. Okay? You know, yeah, amniotic fluid in my esophagus now, but lungs and everything else open, but still gloves on. Now, this is interesting. The hospital asked when all this happened, so the patient that had the Drano put on her cervix, she went to the emergency room at Akron General Hospital. Doctors found a plastic bottle cap behind her cervix. What the hell is a bottle cap? No, plastic, so it wasn't a Coca-Cola. Then the hospital called to determine the pH level of the liquid. Now, the doctor's office claimed it was 7.5, but the hospital found it was basic at 12. So, you know, before your doctor puts anything in there, you may want to just take a look at it. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, sad case.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Chuck now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Pretty cool. I was just offered an interview early Monday morning before my show in Spanish, where I'm going to be on a Spanish talk show, Hablando Española. Sí, mi español es más o menos. Necesito practicar. So I am excited about that, except all weekend long, I better hit a Rosetta Stone and learn my Spanish. I have not done that yet, but it's a market I'm kind of working with, because not a lot of doctors speak Spanish on these shows, and because not a lot of doctors, I guess, get asked to. And many doctors, if you notice, don't go into radio. You wonder why they don't go into radio? Because when they do, they have horrible ratings. Yeah, good point. It's true. You know, going on air, if you run the risk of ratings. Well, I got to tell you something really quick here, but before we hit, you know, news that's actually pertinent to you, we're going to talk about me for a second here. You are facing a risk. You really are. When you do what I do, you're facing a huge risk. And now that we got offered to develop this television show, it's one of those things where a lot of doctors think I'm crazy. And I know you all think I'm crazy, but in terms of, you know, you put yourself not at any malpractice risk, because I don't really give you guys bad advice. And I always tell you to talk to your doctor. I don't tell you to come to me. I tell you go to your doctor. I'm just giving you guys the news. Okay, and I'm telling you about this, I'm telling you about that, go check with your doctor. So it's not a malpractice issue. It's the issue of having fans versus not fans. So I'll get patients that come in that have been listening to the show for years, and I love you guys, and that's great, okay? And you've been Facebook buddies, and you've been Twitter followers, and you've had my email, and we've been talking, but then all of a sudden, I'm your doctor. Now, if I am your doctor, the relationship really changes, okay? By that, you can't now get medical advice over a radio show email. You can't be bringing up medical stuff on Facebook. You can't, we can't be taking pictures and you asking me to post it on my timeline. That could violate HIPAA. So as a doctor, you need to actually have, I mean, I don't have two personalities. I mean, I'm still just as mean and grumpy with you guys in the office as I am here. I'm not going to be nicer to you just because you're a patient. But it's a different relationship, and you're kind of putting yourself at risk. Then you have people that may hate the show. They may be really diehard Obamacareites who think Obamacare is the best thing to ever happen. They get so mad at me. Right? Or another doctor that goes on air griping about what's happening to our healthcare system, that they decide to pretend to be a patient and rip you to pieces all over the internet. So it's not a big deal. Everybody gets ripped on. Rush Limbaugh gets ripped on. Obama gets ripped on. Angelina Jolie gets ripped on. We all get ripped on. And the funny thing is when you do get ripped on and ripped apart online, it means you've made it, right? You know? Right? Well, who was that? Somebody famous said, you're not a star or you're not famous unless you have people that dislike you. You know, so yeah, I know. Maybe they do that just to make themselves feel better. All right. So it's one of those things where it is. It's very, very difficult. You know, and so a lot of doctors, they have a hard enough time dealing with their practice and dealing with their patients and Medicare and Medicaid and the insurance companies and people not paying and people wanting, Lortab 10 because they say they're allergic to Lortab 5 and all the other stuff, that they really don't want to take on any more stress or any more headaches. Yet I find I'm already super saturated. You get me? Those of you chemistry buffs out there, I've already super saturated. My stress, my worries, the crap I deal with every day is already at an ultimate max. That radio and working with GCN and working with Don is a vacation. So when you look at it that way, I don't want to leave the microphone or leave the studio. This is my safe place. I feel safe. And that's why I do it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So what is going on with these new guidelines for heart health? Why are you being told to go get bariatric surgery? Why are you being told you're going to now have to be on a statin even if you don't have high cholesterol? Let's kind of break this down a little bit. Okay, so we have the American Heart Association, the American College of Cardiology, and the Obesity Society. Now, yeah, I know. I wonder. There is an Obesity Society. And I think a lot of the people that are a part of the Obesity Society really do have a lot of confidence in themselves. I don't think, cut them some slack. And they have suggested that lifestyle changes, okay, are better than crash diets. A lot of you are like, well, going, duh. I mean, why can't I write the guidelines and make a lot of money? I don't blame you. Okay? But they say our recommendation is that doctors, see, they're giving us more to do. Doctors prescribe a diet to achieve reduced caloric intake as part of a comprehensive lifestyle intervention. So we need to prescribe a diet The diet should be tailored to patient preferences and any drugs they take. So you see that? You're not going to get a free diet, you know, online. You got to go to your doctor, pay a copay for a diet. Okay? Good. Diet, physical activity, and face-to-face behavioral counseling could lead to quote-unquote clinically meaningful health improvement. They say the benefits begin with weight loss in the range of 3 to 5%. The most effective behavior programs include 2 or 3 meetings a month for 6 months or more, according to the report. Now, I got to tell you something. This is being reported by drugs.com. I dig this. I mean, they're right. When I did Weight Watchers in the 80s, that was cool. Going to Weight Watchers classes, any of you that have ever done the classes, you guys will agree, it helped. A lot of you guys could do online programs, and a lot of you do, but having that coaching, my husband is now a health coach, has a diet regimen, has a diet plan. He's doing phenomenal with his weight. I mean, this guy is, thank God. I mean, you know, because I was really worried with his genetics. He's got a lot to fight. And, I mean, thank God. He's doing great. And so he's doing that. But the coaching is so important. And getting that cheerleading, we need that. You know, your friends sometimes are good cheerleaders. Like, oh, Dahlia, your butt doesn't look that big today. Way to go. Your Spanx looks like they're fitting a little comfortably because you could breathe. That's not the coaching we need. All right, so this is great. The experts say doctors should use the BMI, so we did not get rid of the BMI. They say we should use the BMI to assess whether a patient is obese or not. If you're 25 or higher, you're overweight. If you're 30, you're obese. Now, remember, about 155 million Americans are obese or overweight. Puts us at risk for heart disease, blood pressure, stroke, etc. They also recommend weight loss surgery. They say weight loss surgery or bariatric surgery may be the right option for those who are severely obese, a BMI of 35 or higher. So we're finally recommending non-medical options, but actually surgery. Now, cholesterol. According to the guidelines, they say you should take statin drugs to lower your cholesterol if you have cardiovascular disease. Or if your bad cholesterol, your LDL, is over 190. Now they're recommending if you're a diabetic, with a 10-year risk of cardiovascular disease over 7.5%, and that those are going to come later in the year on how to figure out your percent, diabetics should be on a statin. We brought this up years ago. This isn't anything new. Where most diabetics, even if their cholesterol is okay, to be put on a statin. And then, of course, diet. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about what they say your healthy diet should be. Now, I know a lot of you are like, oh, man, I hate listening to this. But, you know, this is breaking news. Okay, the guidelines are changing. Okay, you know, there was the medical revolution in the 1800s. We are right now going through the obesity revolution. This is history. All right, you guys are all, a lot of you are all excited thinking Hillary Clinton is going to be the first woman president. That's not history. But it's going to be history, okay? The healthcare debacle that ensues if she takes over, that could be history. You're right about that. But we are in an obesity revolution. Hear me roar. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app. We have an Android app. So anytime you guys want to tune in for free, just download it. It's a free app. You tune it in, you listen in, and then you can hear my show. You get to learn a lot of stuff. Pretty good stuff. So, okay. As we're going through the obesity revolution, we got some new guidelines. And we now have a new diet guideline. Now, many of us remember in the 70s Mulligan Stew. Remember Mulligan Stew? 4-4-3-2, that's the something for me and you. Mulligan Stew used to tell us that we had to do 4-4-3-2. 4 grains a day, 4 fruits and vegetable class a day, 3 was meat a day, and 2 was milk. Or was three milk and two was meat? Oh, I used to think it was meat. I ate meat. We couldn't afford to have meat in all the meals, so I bet it was milk and then meat. I don't know. I just remember the Mulligan Stew song. Remember? And you had those little comics. And yeah, it was brilliant. Cause I still remember. Why? Cause the jingle. I told you guys we need the jingle. We really need jingles. What the hell is going on? You know, I told you guys Breaking Bad. I didn't tell you guys when I was speaking yesterday. I mean, Breaking Bad doesn't have a jingle. I mean, I'm sure if I hear the music, I could recognize it. But we really need jingles to remember certain shows. But I won't go into that. I know the Dr. Dahlia show needs a jingle. I'm working on it. I'm going to, Dr. Dahlia. Yeah. So, by the way, Pawn Stars episode, Bad to the Bone. Bad to the Bone. Bad to the Bone, coming up on December 5th. You may see a very sassy doctor in that one with a Civil War bone saw. All right? I can't tell you anymore, but December 5th, it's going to be, I think, the fourth Pawn Stars I filmed. Filmed about six of them, so that's going to be number four. I know, but remember, I was 20 pounds bigger then, okay? I've lost 20 pounds, so cut me some slack, Jack. Cut me some slack. I'm bad to the bone looking now. Okay, so back in the olden days, it was 4-4-3-2. Now, this is our new diet. You guys ready for this? You guys better take out a pencil because I am going to give you a pop quiz. Not today. You guys are going to get a pop quiz. Take your pencils out. Here we go. Okay, take notes. They say a heart-healthy diet of 2,000 calories should include 4 or 5 servings of fruit daily, 4 or 5 servings of vegetables daily, which means you need to have 8 to 10 servings of fruits or vegetables a day. Whole grains have been increased. 6 to 8 servings of whole grains daily. Not white bread. Not donut. Whole grains. 2 or 3 servings of fat-free or low-fat dairy products daily. They are really taking the fun out of our day now. 6 or fewer ounces of poultry or fish daily. A 6-ounce. Have you guys ever seen how big a piece 6 ounces is? That's it. Not 6 servings. 6 or fewer ounces of poultry or fish every day. They've added 4 or 5 servings of nuts, legumes, and seeds a week. If you have diverticulosis, I may want to tell you to check with your doctor first on this one. 4 or 5 servings of nuts, legumes, or seeds a week. 2 to 3 servings of healthy oils a day. And to limit sweets and added sugars. So that 4-4-3-2 is now 4-4-6-2-6-4-2. Okay, so that's... No, I don't have any money to take singing lessons. Okay. So, I don't know how you guys are going to remember this one. Sorry, guys. So, I don't know whatever happened to Mulligan Stew. I need to find out, because if any of you guys are still alive out there, I'd love to interview you. You know, why did you call it stew when we really weren't allowed to eat meat? Or not a lot of it. Or we couldn't afford meat back then. Now, to reduce... Okay, so you guys get that. 2,000 calories a day. Crap load of fruit, crap load of vegetables, crap load of whole grains. You could have a little teensy bit of some fat-free watered-down milk. You could have a nice 6-ounce little petite 4-bit of some fish. Eat a crap load of nuts and seeds to make you poop. Some healthy oils and sweets and sugars. You notice nothing about the beef. Nothing about the beef. I know. Chocolate, they say limited sweets and added sugars. Limited sweets. I'm going to limit my chocolate to 4 times a day than 5. How about that? Now, they say to reduce high blood pressure, limit salt intake to 1,500 milligrams a day. Currently, we consume about 3,600. That's 3.6 grams of salt. I want you guys to measure out 3.6 grams of salt and see how much that is. Okay? They only want you eating 1.5 grams of salt a day, less than that, if you can. Now, a lot of you are like, but Doc, I don't add salt, so I'm in the clear. Look at the salt content of your food. Okay? So, the U.S. FDA, of course, also announced a plan that they're going to ban these trans fats. Trans fats is now not even recommended. They say your food should be devoid of trans fats. Now, I got to admit, that would be cool. If they could make a ho-ho or a ding-dong using healthy fat instead of the trans fat, that's cool. Because go back to our recommendations, guys. Go back to this. It says 2 or 3 servings of healthy oils a day. Drip that ding-dong sucker into some olive oil so we could eat them. So I'm pretty excited about that. Okay, now, assessing your risk. 1/3 of adults are at risk for heart attack or stroke, and they haven't been diagnosed. And thank God we catch you when you come in asking for Viagra. All right? It is not recommended, all right, according to any of the guidelines or Obamacare insurances, for you to actually get EKGs, etc. They say we should just screen you based on if you smoke, have high blood pressure, have cholesterol, etc. To hell with that. If you're over 40, get an EKG. Okay? It's not that expensive, for crying out loud. I don't think it hurts for you over 40 to check in with a heart doctor. Why not? Heart disease is still the number one killer. And I know there's tons of cancers out there. I know there's bus accidents, etc. But the number one is heart disease in middle age. Younger, it's accidents. But in middle age, it's heart disease on up. So I say get your heart checked. Hang the guidelines. Hang the guidelines. All right. They say patients at risk of a heart attack or stroke in the next 10 years should get immediately drug therapy. If you have no idea if you're going to be at risk for a heart attack or stroke in the next 10 years, just assume you are. Okay? Those at lower risk for heart disease or stroke should be counseled to make lifestyle changes and probably don't need drug therapy. They're talking about the cholesterol medicine. If you're at high risk, right, family history, personal history of heart disease, you're a smoker, high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, you're at risk for heart disease, you probably are going to need a statin medication soon. Long live the pharmaceuticals. Now, honestly, the one pharmaceutical I really, really like is the statin class. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the addictive medications out there, but I am a big fan of the statin medications. Some of you say, but Dolly, if I start a cholesterol medicine, I'm going to be addicted to it. I'm going to have to take it the rest of my life. No. If you require a statin medication because you have non-environmentally caused cholesterol problems and it's genetic, then you're going to be needing it, whether it's day one, day 50, day 5,000. But if you eat crappy, and then you stop eating crappy, you may not need the cholesterol medication if crappy eating is causing your cholesterol. But we have a vegetarian in the family. Yeah, we do. We don't invite her over to Thanksgiving, but we have a vegetarian in the family. And her cholesterol is over 400. It's genetic. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Call it now. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, there was something else I was going to say, but I was so busy talking about something else that I forgot what I was saying that for that one something. So I'm going to deal with my brain fart and be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla, can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.